We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No need to wait until November to unwrap Black Friday deals. Blinds.com is having Black Friday in July. With some of the best deals of the season, Blinds.com is the better way to shop for customized window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Choose from premium blinds, shades, shutters, and more. Blinds.com even has outdoor shades for your patio. Blinds.com makes it easy. Need help with the measure and install? Blinds.com can take care of it for you. Their design experts are always ready to help you make the perfect selection with a free consultation. No matter how many window coverings you order, installation is one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you'll always rest easy with Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com's Black Friday in July now. Save up to 45% plus score premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That was Mike Tomlin from just under a month ago talking about Cam Sutton. He's a great guy, loves football. I think I can speak for the organization with some of these remarks that he was making right there. And we got this breaking news from Donnie in his last fan headline. I was locked in talking Pirates with you, didn't see it. Cam Sutton suspended without pay for 8 games by the NFL for violating the league's personal conduct policy. So he gets reinstated October 29th after the Week 8 game. I'll just start right here, right now, and say this much. I think the length of the suspension here makes the Steelers look worse. The way they talked about the move, you got this strange sense, I think, that they organizationally were expecting it to be fewer games than it was. I tried to read between the lines, and I thought maybe they think if it's a 4-game suspension, given how bad things looked initially from a legal perspective and how somewhat quickly they got resolved, he was in a diversion program, pretrial diversion program, maybe they thought they were getting a player that was going to be suspended, yes, but not suspended for so long that it would essentially look like in the NFL's eyes he did something really bad. And here it is, half the season, basically. Functionally a half-season suspension for Cam Sutton. That makes me, right off the bat, think this looks bad for them, even more so than it did when they actually signed him. Because the league, in doing that, is saying, we've gone through the entire situation. We know that the league really has many avenues through which they can fact find for these things. We've asked Mike Florio stuff like that. We've asked Aditi Kinkabwala how the league and how teams, by the way, teams themselves individually, to say nothing of the league, go through the vetting process anytime there's something legal involved. We know that they have resources and that they are privy to conversations and information that we in the general public, even in the very avidly interested public, are not privy to. And so the implication there is usually if they bring in a guy, maybe, yes, it's because they just want to win, but they might know that there's more to the story, quote unquote. Doesn't seem like in the NFL's eyes there was more to the story or there were mitigating circumstances here. That's a hammer of a suspension. That's the NFL telling you, we reviewed the Cam Sutton situation and it's every bit as bad as you would think it appeared to be. The league isn't slapping him on the wrist here. The league is saying, you're gone for half the season. You can't play till Halloween, basically. I don't know. That's my initial reaction here. I know we were talking Pirates. I still have more Pirates stuff I want to get to, but this has to be addressed. I didn't like it when the Steelers did it. I'm probably more of a Mike Tomlin defender, and I think Mike Tomlin generally has proven himself to be, by all accounts, a good person who cares about the right things and has like a healthy relationship with life and football. I didn't like it when he said he was a good guy in that clip when it happened a month ago. I don't like it now. And I really don't like the fact that at no point here has the NFL thrown the Steelers a lifeline and said, you know what, it wasn't as bad as people made it out to be. It was still suspension worthy, but maybe everybody got a little bit too far out over their skis. Still not good, but not crushingly bad. This is a crushingly bad situation. This is the kind of suspension you give a guy when you think he's really run afoul of everything as a league that you purport to be important. I didn't like it when they brought him in, Donnie. I didn't like it in the intervening days. I like it even less now. We all knew he was going to get suspended. I guess I had told myself it'd probably be in the 4-6 realm. Not like, it's like goofy because it sounds like I'm splitting hairs and saying if it had been a 4-game suspension, like, well, gee golly, maybe it wasn't so. No. 8 makes it look like the NFL saying, you really wanted to sign this guy? He's sitting for half the year. Good luck.
Yeah, I don't think any of the three of us, I'm trying to remember, I don't think Pony was a fan of the move either.
When he was very vocally not a fan of the move.
So none of us three were in favor of it at all. I mean, let alone the off-the-field stuff. We had concerns with how he looked last season. We had so many people tell us, oh, like this whole thing was misunderstood. Like, there was an odd amount of pushback from people that, like, to be honest, pissed me off. Like, the amount of people that push back like they do with anything to act like what he did was no big deal or it's misunderstood or, you know, justice will be served like in his direction, like that what he did was, you know, completely fine, was absurd to me. Completely absurd
that he would be exonerated essentially.
Yeah, like people just think like, oh, I mean, you know, what he did wasn't all that bad, like he should get a slap on the wrist. Like, it was,
well, Florio even was unaware of how bad it was until I went back and read what they'd found in, what was it, the affidavit about like there being visible signs of injury and all that stuff. And that's when I remember Mike changed his tune majorly and said, oh, if he went into a pretrial diversion program, all bets are off. It's just, do you need him that bad? That's what this is the hill you're willing to die on. Like, and I'm not saying this makes it right, but teams make special allowances for special players. Let's be cynical for a second. If a huge name quarterback, and we have seen the Steelers make allowances for Ben, never charged with anything, but in plenty of situations earlier in his career that put egg on their face, and they were willing to deal with it. To use Josh Allen for an example, if he got in huge trouble, but it wasn't something that was definitely sending him to jail, the Bills would definitely make it work. The punter they drafted? No, not happening. Now, a team took a chance on it. The Chiefs took a chance on him on Ariza after he essentially got cleared on all of that.
Right.
Like they really did go through the process with him. So now he's going to be free and clear. But teams make allowances for really good players at the most important position. We're not even sure the guy's good anymore. He doesn't play nearly as crucial a position. And now the NFL is telling you, you won't have him for 8 games. So what? The Steelers felt like this was worth it because they can get him back for the stretch drive and they'll just cross their fingers, I guess, for the first part of the year?
I mean, yeah, I'm sure that they'll make it sound that way. Like they knew that some sort of heavy punishment would be handed down. I mean, you guys had Omar Khan on after they signed Cam Sutton, and he basically admitted to both of you that they had no clue what was going to come from the NFL when it came to this. And I actually believe him there. I know sometimes GMs, coaches can, you know, spew out nonsense. That's an answer that I believe when I hear Omar Khan say it, that they really had no idea what was coming from the NFL. Because I find it hard to believe that he and or Andy Weidel would think this is a smart roster construction move to bring a guy back that we don't think we'll be here for half the season. You know, I don't care what his price is. This was all about their love of reclamation projects. Well, he's been here before. We know him.
You said it there. I think they let the familiarity they felt they had for him and towards him override maybe what their investigative capacities might have dug up. Like, I would be, in fact, I feel like I can almost say this as point in fact without actually knowing it as fact. They knew way more about that case than me or you or Pony or anybody else. They knew more details about that case. Would you say that's fair?
Yeah, I mean, something Aditi mentioned that.
Aditi mentioned it more than anyone. She said that teams have plenty of resources to track down, like, not quote-unquote the real story here, but they just have more access to more information because of the resources that they have, okay? I think they knew more about what actually happened, what they could credibly say happened in this case, than the average Joe Schmo on the sidewalk had. And I think they let, and I don't think it's just Mike Tomlin. Because everything you heard about Sutton after the story first broke was, he's such a smart guy from a football standpoint. He's such like a, he was the kind of guy that would get bandied about as, if you could get a player show with Cam Sutton on the radio, man, people would find out, wow, this guy operates at a really, really high level. Like, he's really smart. He's really like conducts himself well, etc. And I have to believe that they let themselves get a little bit blinded by that. That's how I read all this. Because an 8-game suspension is a hammer. And that is, you did things that we really hate. They would basically what? They dropped what on Dante Stallworth for a vehicular manslaughter, like the DUI one. Wasn't that he was a full season, if memory serves. And that's about as bad as it gets, obviously, because somebody died. 8 games means we found nothing exculpatory here.
Yeah, he got a whole year.
Yeah, so eight games to me, with how this played out legally, means that from the NFL's perspective, they found absolutely nothing in their investigation of the incident to suggest that Cam Sutton deserved a break. You know what I mean? Or that Cam Sutton maybe wasn't unfairly accused, but that the initial reporting of the story did not tell the whole story. It sounds like the NFL came to the conclusion that this is exactly what Cam Sutton deserves here, and it's far from a slap on the wrist.
I mean, something makes me even wonder that if they look to see what else is out there, like, do you consider just cutting the guy?
I would think about it.
We already know that they're not paying him anything because that's what everybody was so gung-ho about.
Yeah, that's the other part. Yeah, they're not. He doesn't even get paid for this, so he's losing half a season in compensation. I would think about it if I were them. I'd do it because I would never have signed him in the first place.
But like, maybe they because right now they're pretty thin there. We already know that. Like, we were worried about corner coming into the season. We knew that Sutton would fill into that nickel corner. You know, people around here love that nickel corner position, the slot corner. And now who are they going to have there? Beanie Bishop, the undrafted guy from West Virginia?
You'll find out how much
he could be a great – who knows? He could be the next Mike Hilton for all we know. I don't know if I want to count on that.
You'll never know. You'll know how much they feel about Cam Sutton or what they feel about him from how they handle it from now on.
No need to wait until November to unwrap Black Friday deals. Blinds.com is having Black Friday in July. With some of the best deals of the season, Blinds.com is the better way to shop for customized window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Choose from premium blinds, shades, shutters, and more. Blinds.com even has outdoor shades for your patio. Blinds.com makes it easy. Need help with the measure and install? Blinds.com can take care of it for you. Their design experts are always ready to help you make the perfect selection with a free consultation. No matter how many window coverings you order, installation is one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you'll always rest easy with Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com's Black Friday in July now. Save up to 45% plus score premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.